Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that song that played was Beyonce's Single Ladies Put a Ring on It. You know, and before I bring my guests on, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west, and all my listeners in Hawaii and the United States. We have listeners in France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia and India are the two newest when it came aboard. So, hey, you know, I must be doing something right. But anyway, I'll guess Stacy before I open up everybody's mic. If anybody want to talk to our guests or make a comment, dial 347-945-6003. But you got to hit the number one key, and that will allow, let me know that you got a statement or a question if you want to ask her. So before we bring her on, I want to say hello to my newest co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello. How are you today?
We good. I'm good, darling. And I want to say hello to my honorary co-host who has now decided to be co-host full-time. Tony, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great, babe. Couldn't be no
yes.
better.
Yes, because he didn't put me out of tight spaces when I be on location out of town. But anyway, we ain't going to waste too much time. We're going to get, first of all, our beautiful guest on here named Stacy. And I just wanted to say, like this song, Beyonce, Single Ladies Put a Ring on It. Well, Stacy, when I happened to be in that part of Alabama at her thrift store, she got a man who put a ring on it. So, y'all, she sounds cute and she looks cute. Y'all seen the picture, but don't even walk up that tree because somebody be going to shoot you down. Hello, Stacy.
Hello, how are you, Miss Louse and everyone?
I'm good, darling. Yeah, I just want to make sure they know because, you know, you sound all sweet and they see your picture. Don't bark up that tree.
Yeah, well, yes, ma'am. I totally been blessed. God really blessed me with an awesome husband. So, and that's James Fethel. So, yes, guys, I am cooking, but I definitely can do the service for you if you come in my store.
Stacy, you're not cooking. You are taking. I know we're in Alabama, but don't give them people up north thinking like we don't speak right there because I'm from Baltimore myself, but you are taking, baby. You're not cooking. But when you come there, I'm cooking. No, we ain't going to do that. He's taking, baby.
Yes, <ma'am. laughs>
But I got a lot of questions, but I'm going to first start. With Chris, let him ask you his questions, and then I'm going to go to Tony, and then I'll come back and ask my questions before we take our first break. So, Chris, go ahead and ask our beautiful guest a question, darling.
How long have you been in business?
Yes, Chris. Actually, I've been in business right at May the 28th, made a year for me. So a year and a few months that I actually been in business. It was the day before my birthday, actually.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Tony, I know you got a question right on the tip of your lips. You got to ask Stacy. Keep it clean, Tony.
I always keep it clean.
Sometimes we have our sex
anyway,
shows, you don't forget now. But okay.
But she's married. But anyway, what business are you in? And what is your business entailed? And what does it, you know, stuff us to help people or you or anyone?
Well, Tony, actually, I have a thrift store, and it's located at 609 North Steel Road in Phoenix City, Alabama. I put my business there in the community to help the community itself. We offer used and new furniture. We also have clothing, new and used. We have a lot of nice different fashion jewels as well. The prices is absolutely awesome. The vendors that's there, they have awesome prices for the community. So right there alone in the area that we in is the residential area on Seal Road. And there in the area, you have, different people there in the area, and all of the people that's there that's been supporting my business, they're glad to have me there because of the prices, the items that's there. We have a little bit of everything, just naming a few of the bigger items, which is the furniture, fashion jewels, and things like that. For the year that I've been in business, my most eye-catching thing was the furniture because people really been shopping a lot with the decor furniture and modern furniture that's there offered in the store.
Okay, well, just so people don't know, Tony, reason why he said what kind of business you have. Tony is legally blind, so he can't see the promos that's up. So that's why he didn't know it was Thrift Store Queen, because he can't see it. So, you know, I mean, I ain't want nobody thinking, why he asking something that you can see what it is, because Tony is blind. And Tony, could you hold the question, darling, because we have a caller on the line who want to ask a question, and I want to let the caller get in. And the caller, your last four digits is 5437. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Can I say who's calling?
Gloria Lee.
Hi, Gloria Lee.
Hi.
Well, don't be bashful. You called to say something. What you want to say? What's the question you got to ask?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, that I'm happy for Stacey, and I'm glad to be, you know, glad to come and do shopping with her, and I like, you know, like her. I like everything that in the store, and I just enjoy shopping there.
That's good. Well, don't stop shopping there. Make sure you come back and shop some more, because she sure could appreciate the business. Thank you for calling in, Gloria. Just hit the one key to disengage it again from the studio wall, and then if you have a new question, then I'll get you back up here again to talk. Because I see you got another caller on here, Miss Stacy, and that caller's last three digits is 3015.
Thank you, Ms.
3015. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And your name, ma'am?
My name is Marilyn Woods.
How you doing, Miss Woods?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. I'm blessed. I was calling comment. Yes, ma'am. I was calling to comment. I have been a shopper of Miss Stacy ever since she's been open. She have helped me put together dress outfits. She have helped me decorate. She have really helped me do the necessary things that I needed, and Lord knows she has such a sweet, gentle spirit about herself. And I just want to let people know, if you ever need something, you just go in there and tell her what you need, what size you wear, and she will go back there and find something that's very suitable for you. And when you leave out of there, you'll leave very satisfied. And I'm just blessed to know her and also have her as a friend now. God bless
All
her
right,
and everything that she does. All right.
Sounds
thank
good.
You so very much, Ms. Woods. I really appreciate that. She is VIP in my store, and I thank you for all of your business.
You're more than welcome.
We love you guys very much.
Love you, too. Thank you so much for that.
I've had the pleasure to be in Stacy's store. Now, mind you, I only went past the store because it was on the way to my Bible class. And every time I would be on my way to Bible class, I keep saying, well, I'm going to stop at that thrift store because I love going to thrift stores and yard sales and all that kind of stuff. You know, and I keep running out of time. I said, let me just keep going. So this particular day, I was with my grandson. I said, well, I went past it and then I turned around. Baby, let me tell you, when I went in there, I didn't go in there for much. I came out of all kinds of stuff, okay?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
so I
thank you so very much, Ms. Lyle, for blessing me.
Yes, darling. But I see Chris, my co-host, he also got another question or comment. Chris, go ahead, darling, then I'll take a little small break.
Yeah, Stacey, where can people who don't live in your area, how can they, do you have like an online store?
No, sir. I haven't got that. That's a great question, and I'm trying. We're gonna get there. You can join us on my IG at Stacy Choice. It shows all the items that we have, newest items, that's the latest items actually that's in the store, and then we also have a request line as well too, where you can actually request if it's something that you need or want or been looking for. And when me and the vendors, we are out and we at the big estates or wherever, we'll take the number of the guests that has the request on the IG, and we'll find the item, and we'll definitely give them a call. And we can also text it to them, to text them a picture of the item and make sure that's what they're actually looking for. And But that's a great question. That's the we definitely are looking to do something like that as well, too.
Well, do you have a Facebook
page? To get it on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page, not for the store. It's my personal Facebook. All of my customers tell me, Stacey, get on Facebook, get on Facebook. I'm just not a business owner altogether. I do work another job right now. I'm trying to do my business full-time. That's what I want to do. That's my passion. Since I've been open a year, it's bigger things that I want for my business. And we want to definitely get there with the help of all of my supportive customers that's been coming in. And we definitely going to get there where we can move. I know that's a free site where we can do the Facebook, and we're going to definitely get that established as well as soon as possible. Hopefully by the end of this year we'll have that established. We only have our IG right now, so if it's people from out of the state that want to shop, they can put in a request from there, and we can go from there. I definitely try my best to get whatever the customer actually asks for or requests.
Well, that sounds good. Well, my other co-host, Tony, fell off. I don't know if it's technical difficulties on his end, but I hope he can beat back in. But until then, we need to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
What is, why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Be your stars and your moon.
Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, and that tune just played was the late Joy LaVert, Too Damn Good. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west. And before I go a little further, I just want to give people a news update. In the Gulf of Mexico, Mexico had an earthquake registering 8.1, and my God. And then there's Irma supposed to be hitting sometime Sunday evening and Monday and Tuesday all the way up to the Carolinas. Alabama's going to get hit, Georgia. And the spread of the distance, span of the eye of the earthquake, so far they're saying it's Category 5 and will reach like 615 miles, you know, out on each side. So this is something that is the fourth one to ever hit the United States of magnitude of a 5. But so, you know, this is the time now, you know, if y'all need to start getting some supplies, because the hotels, even in Columbus, Georgia, which is not too far from me, their hotels are booked. Get some supplies, you know, because there will be no school in Columbus, Georgia. I know I heard on the news. I'm not sure about Alabama, but if you got kids, there won't be no school on Monday. So that's the update on Hurricane Irma. And right behind her, we got another Hurricane Jose. So people have been saying that, you know, it's the sign of the times that God is coming soon, you know, because we're having brush fires in California. We had the 8.1 earthquake in Mexico, and the last time we had that magnitude was like 25 years ago. And now we had Harvey in Texas. We got Irma coming up the coast, and Jose wiped out the Caribbean islands. They've really been hit. St. Martin, you know, if you watch the news, it's just devastating. But I'm not going to get off on this about God, but, you know, I'm a faith-believing Christian, and I know that, you know, people can say this ain't got nothing to do with God, but you know something? God got tired of people, and that's why he cleaned the earth with the floods of Noah, you know, and he's tired of how people are doing. You know, we don't have love for each other. We ain't acting right, you know. So, you know, this could be a sign of God's work, saying, like, I'm tired. I'm so sick and tired of these people of mine don't want to do right. You know, that's my opinion. You got yours. Everybody got their own. But I'm just saying, you know, get your life right, because the only thing I can say right now is that it's going to be what it's going to be. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the mic and let my co-host Chris ask Stacy a question while I handle some other business. So, Chris, you got it, darling.
Oh, yeah, Stacy. Before you open your thrift store business, what other business did you have?
Yes, Chris. Actually, I actually worked for Zales Jewelers for 20 years, and I also have a rental property, which is J&S Patea Properties, here in Phoenix City in Columbus, Georgia, and I'm still currently doing all of those to get my thrift store kicked off the ground, and that's what I actually been doing for the past 11 years as far as J&S, and then Zales for over 20-something years.
That's awesome.
And being I feel like I got two more jobs with my one son going off to college right now. My daughter, she's 10th grade. The wife on top of that, being that mother, so that's a whole new job.
Well, the more the merrier, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So that's basically a little bit of things that I actually been doing. With the J&S Patea Properties, it's a business that helps people that actually no one else would actually give opportunity for in the community, you know, based on either they credit or, you know, et cetera, wherever it can be. And I actually been blessed, you know, with that and being able to bless other people as well, too, with that business. But my passion was my thrift store. I used to have booths at E&S Thrift Store, and they end up closing up, and the property that I have my business at right now. That was a rental property, and I decided once the tenant came out, I was going to start my own business of the thrift store because that was truly my passion, and also working with the youth as well, too.
Well, let me jump in. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I always believed you should follow your dream.
Amen.
Definitely, definitely. And thanks to God first. I always like to give honor to God first because without him and without your health, you can do nothing. And so that's,
well, yeah,
there it is,
right.
And I definitely follow my dreams with that.
Well, I do have a question for you, Stacy. You said that you was
yes,
a vendor at another thrift store, correct, before you opened your own store?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I love going to yard sales and thrift stores and swap meets. I mean, I'm always trying to find that hidden treasure, and I be thinking that when I come away from there, if I got bags or something, that God wanted me to have it because it wouldn't have been there for me had not he wanted me to have it. That's how my mentality is. But did you get into being a vendor at E&S because you had so much stuff in your own place and you just try to get rid of some stuff so you can have some more room, and that's where, you know, the idea was birthed? Like, well, let me get rid of some stuff I got in my house because it's getting overcrowded, and then you took it to the next level?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's some of it. My main reason was we're opening up the thrift store because definitely my husband always telling me I need to get rid of things because I got a little bit of too much.
I don't know. Yeah, most guys do think we got too much stuff. Women do.
Yes, ma'am. So definitely that was a big factor of that. But on top of my husband, he wanted to actually serve 30 years in the military, and he had to come out at 23. And I thrift all the time, and I end up going into a couple of thrift stores. And I told my husband that day, I said, well, we was trying to meet back up that income that we was actually losing with him having to come out after having 8 knee surgeries due to injuries in the service, and we was actually trying to meet back up that income. And it was something I always loved doing, is thrifting. Every town I went in, I always wanted to find a thrift store, you know. So getting rid of some of the items I actually had, yes, that's definitely what my husband wanted me to do. But on top of that, the thrift store altogether idea came from, you know, trying to earn another income when my husband had to come out of the service at 23 years versus wanting to do 30 years. So that's like another part of, you know, the ideal of wanting to do something that I enjoy doing. And on top of that, that was probably the number one reason of wanting to do something different. But the job that I chose and the business that I opened, I wanted to make sure it's something that I enjoyed doing. So I put my heart in it. Choice actually came from, I know somebody junk is somebody else's treasure sometimes, but choice actually came from me choosing to wanting to have nice things, not just somebody else's treasure, but on top of, you know, nice modern things in the store, on top of the other items that people be looking for, antiques and things like that. So, but the business all came together of meeting what we was going to have to be losing with those 7 years apart from what we was, our dreams and goals was planning to do.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask this question, and then I'm going to let Chris have his question. The question I have is, I've been to this thrift store, which is another nice one in Alabama, and sometimes when you find something that you want and you don't want to pay the price that that particular vendor have, the lady behind the counter calls that vendor and say, well, you have somebody interested in one of your pieces. Are you willing to come down on the prices? Do you do that for some of the vendors whose things that I might say I'm not going to pay that price for? Do you call the vendors and say, well, you got somebody looking at one of these items, and describe and ask them, well, he's willing to come down? Or are the prices firm?
Yes, ma'am, definitely we do that because every vendor, they want
to get the item moved so they can bring in new merchandise for the customers. And so definitely if a customer come in the store and it's something that they're interested in and they want to give a price that they want to offer a price, I definitely text a vendor or give them a call and ask them, is there a better price that they can do for the guests? Right off the bat in store, we offer military and senior citizen discount. We also have 30-day layaway in the store as well, too, for our community. So, you know, right off the bat, the 10% military and senior citizens is offered in the store. And that is actually taken off of the store, not the vendors, because that's something that I wanted to do for the people there, you know, the people that served our country and that's fighting for our country, and on top of the elder people that's on fixed incomes and things like that. That's just something that my heart led to do, and I also just started offering it to teachers as well, too, because without them, our kids spend most of their time with them, you know, the education and our next generation of teaching them, I also added to them as well, too. And Ms. Lyle, okay. You're VIP now, too.
All right. Hey. Okay, Chris, I'm going to let you go ahead and chatter up a little bit.
All right. Now, Stacy, you said you've been married. How long have you been married?
Yes, sir. I've actually been married for 11 years. And we have two lovely kids. My son, he's worked part-time at the business that's up there. And most people that go to the store there actually see him. My kids support me a whole lot. Also, my anniversary is in February, so that will make 12 years for us in February.
Oh, when's your my anniversary is Valentine's Day. When's yours?
Yeah, I ain't want him to just get me one gift and cause one problem, so I had to scoot it down a few days, which is the 17th.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I know you was married, Chris.
Being on my sales pitch.
Oh no, I'm
so
not
yours
there.
On
I'm
Valentine.
Yeah, I'm not married. I'm just I'm in a relationship. I'm not married though. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, when you're ready for that, you probably could come see me at Zales for your engagement on their part time.
Yeah. Okay.
Because she got some nice pieces of jewelry that are real, you know, because I bought some pieces myself. So, you know, every piece of jewelry at a thrift store is not going to be something that's going to turn your fingers green. She has some real pieces as well.
Oh, yeah, I had a ring once that turned my finger green.
Me too, baby, and I threw that in the trash.
You can definitely find someone that'll do that. But one of the vendors that have the jewels, she got some very nice pieces, I think, there in the store. If you actually wanted to come in and get yourself something nice but reasonable. She definitely has some beautiful pieces. We have a lot of my church members that come in and support me on that and the surrounding area as well, too. They know that the pieces are very, very nice that she has there in the store.
All right.
So if you want yourself some diamonds and jewels, then you can come and see me at Zales. I'm still part-time there as well.
I keep hearing a tweaking sound like somebody battery in their alarm system. Needs to be changed. I keep hearing a squeaking sound. Do y'all hear that, or is it just me?
I don't hear.
Yeah, I kept hearing a beep, like, you know, when the battery needs to be replaced in your alarm system. Well, mine's is good because I replaced mine already, so it ain't me. But anyway, you heard it right then? I just heard it.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know, I don't know what it is, but anyway, we're going to take a small break. We're going to come back with our special guest, Stacy. So stay with us when we come back in two and two and learn more about the thrift store queen.
Thank you, ladies.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
Test this out right quick on the app. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all get nice and right. All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Okay. See how y'all groove this.
come and get your, you know, out of here. That's how you got to do some guys, man. They want to take them out, and then you got to pay for their homeboys and stuff. Man, you know, that song is an old tune, but I still love that tune. You better call Tyrone. Yes.
Yes.
That song is it, baby. Well, Chris, you go ahead and ask your question about guests, and then we'll start letting her wrap it up, what she's going to say, because we got less than 11 minutes left on the clock. So you go ahead and ask your question, and then we let her start. We've got about 15 minutes, really. You know, so, Chris, is there something you would like to say, darling? I know you're full of questions.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you say, just because I don't know this answer, what kind of stuff do you sell at your store?
Yes, sir. We actually carry used and new items in the store, such as furniture, all modern decor pieces, as well as far as pictures, frames, whatever you need, as far as in your home, all together we have whatever you need. You can come and see Stacy, and that's definitely for sure. We have from clothing, if you need clothing, fashion jewels, jewels itself. We also have appliances in the store. The vendor that bring those in offer 30-day warranty on the appliances. From TVs to washing machines, if you need washing machine or dryer, refrigerators. We get a little bit of everything there in the store. And it all new and used. We actually looking to, I thank God, because we looking to expand by 500 square feet along the back of the building. Thank God for all of my customers that supported that cause. And so we're in the process of construction right now.
Well, Stacey, you need it because, I mean, Chris, she has so much stuff in
ma'am.
There. Oh, my grandson, hold my hand so I can slide through here. I don't want to knock nothing over because I break it. I have to buy it. Oh, no, Freddy.
Yes,
up to capacity, baby.
Yes, ma'am. We definitely need the extra space, and like I said, thank God for all of my customers that came in and supported the business from day one, new customers that's coming now, for everyone that's absolutely walk into my store, my church family at the Potter House. I want to shout out to them because I thank God for all of them, my friends, family, the neighborhood on Seal Road, Ms. Lyles for stopping by. I just want to thank everyone for actually coming in and supporting my business, and I hope to see you again very soon.
Oh, you will, darling. You'll see me again. Now, you got callers on the line, and I don't know if these are new callers, but whether or not they realize that if you want to ask a question before Stacy get off the air or make a comment or say something to her, you need to hit the one key because then on the switchboard I will know that you got a comment. If not, your microphone is going to stay in a mute position. Okay, well, there they go. They hit the what key? Well, let me let them in. If your last four digits is 3034, what's your name and what you like to say?
Hi, my name is Denise Jones.
Hi, Denise
I'm a very...
Jones.
Hi, how
Hi.
Are you?
We all
Hi,
good.
Thanks. I just wanted to send some love out to Stacy. She's a very great woman of God. That's number one. Number two, she's a very good friend of mine. I love her so much, and I just wanted to show her some love on this great Friday night.
Aww.
Amen. Appreciate that. Yeah, and I'm sure she do as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Janine. I really appreciate that. And I love you as well, too. And I shout out to Denise. She actually finna do her own show as well, too. So y'all look forward to that. So thank you so much, Denise. She is a very great support, and I really love her. She's like a sister of mine.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I like hearing that kind of stuff. So you say Denise can do her own show? She got a radio show as well?
No, not a show.
Well, no. Well, actually, no. I have a drug ministry operating in Divine Connection Drug Ministry. I'm an ex-addict. I've been clean 24 years.
Denise,
and I just wrote and
produced. Because it gets on my show. And don't tell it all right here, baby. Because we ain't got that much time on the clock. But you can be
tell
a guest
it all.
On my show. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I tell you what, after the show drops tonight, you can get a hold of Stacy. She'll give you my number. And you can call me up, and we'll get you on the schedule.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Anytime, darling. Well, Stacy, is there anything that you would like to say? Because the clock is winding down, darling. Take your time.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Ms. Lyles, for giving me the opportunity to come on your show. We love you. We really appreciate it so much. And I'd like to thank God just for this opportunity as well, too. I'd like to thank all of my valuable customers that have been with me from day one. My family, my husband, my brother, Stephen, my son, Tamarcus, my daughter, Jazz. My mom, Mabel, she's been a great support with me. And I just, all of my VIP customers and first-time customers and true customers that still continuously come in, I just like to thank you all. And if you have any requests, you can give me a call at 706-442-5099. And if you haven't been in my store yet, please come in. If you just want to come in and just be nosy and see what we have, I guarantee you will find something that you like.
Yeah, and Chris, if you got something in particular that you're looking for, send her a picture, and then she'll look out for whatever you might need since you're in Ohio.
Oh, okay, yeah, I sure will. Thank you.
No, ma'am, definitely not. And Chris, that as far as the out of state people up and coming, you can believe that we will be doing that very soon, where we'll have a website where you can actually go on there and shop. We will be connected very soon, so stay tuned for that.
Okay, cool.
That sounds really good, really good. And Denise Jones, we still got your mic open. So would you like to give a shout-out, darling, before we go on down the roster and let Chris give a shout-out? We're going to take it home.
Yes, ma'am, I would. I just wanted to take the opportunity to give a shout-out to Stacy, you as well.
Amen.
I love you, and I just want you to know that the best is yet to come.
All right.
Thank you so very much. Accept that in the name of Jesus. And the same
y'all
to you as well.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Now.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Chris. Bye-bye.
You like to give me a shout-out, darling?
Yeah, I would like to thank you, Terry, for giving me this opportunity to co-host with you. It's been fun. And thank you to all the people who are listening on my Facebook and Twitter page, and shout out to my family as well.
All right, now give out some of my names. They want to hear their name, Chris. They want to hear my friends and family. They want to hear some names. So when they play,
yes,
that
yes, thank you.
Well, my business and life partner Mark, my mother Becky, my nephew Carson. I think he's listening, and my dog Princess. Yeah.
Oh. It's all right. Well, baby, we got 8 minutes on the clock, and we just want to take it home. And I want everybody to know, go to my personal website at www.terrylyle.com. That's TerryLyle.com. My latest book number 10, is called Broken, which is my autobiography. Also on my website, I have some colognes that I call the Unmasked Collection that I created to sense it myself. And I also have some candles where whatever you can put your face on a candle is good gifts idea. You can put someone's wedding on a candle, someone's baby pictures, you know, So it's got some things on there. So check out my website. You know, hook up a sister, buy a book. If you get it from my website, then I will autograph it for you. But that book right now is in the hands of Lionsgate, and hopefully my book Broken will be on the big screen. I'm standing and believing that God can do all things if a lion fails. So it's going to happen. When it happens, I don't know, but it takes a little time. But the script is in their hands, so hopefully they get back with me with a fat check so they like it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, they don't. They're not the only publishers out there.
Amen.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Is it Chris or that Stacy?
Okay, one of y'all want to say something. I keep going to say something. Y'all. Okay, who want to say something? Is it you, Chris?
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut in.
Ms. Lyles, I said, hey, man, you need to bring some of those beautiful fragrance over to the store so I can get them out over there as well. You got to come up and do a setup and a sign-off so they can sign off there to my customers. I think that would be a special thing to them.
Okay, we'll be looking to that because right now I downsized from a 3,000 to a 1,200, and a lot of my stuff is up in the attic. I'm going to need my grandson because I'm not going up on that ladder pulling nothing down. But anyway, unless I got to order. Okay. I ain't trying to break what I got left. But anyway, we're going to take it home with an old tune by Clarence Carter. The song is called Patches. Everybody have a safe weekend on this Friday. Don't drink, don't drive, don't do drugs and drive. And I'll see you next week, Chris. And next week, Tony's going to be telling his story about...
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, of course, deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the field, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. They just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my dad